Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, at Evensong on the fifth Sunday of Easter, April 28th, 2024, entitled The Spirit of God Upon Him. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news." The Book of Wisdom, or the Wisdom of Solomon, serves as a good example in Jewish thought of the notion of the personification of wisdom. Wisdom is a book of the Apocrypha. Apocryphal literature is not part of the Hebrew writing of the Old Testament and is sometimes referred to as intertestamental. That is, these books were written in the time between the Hebrew and the Greek scriptures. Wisdom was originally penned in Greek rather than Hebrew. And the church has since early times recognized the value of reading from the Apocrypha. Now, before any of you who may think of yourselves as Protestant get your knickers too much in a knot, you will be pleased to know that the 39 articles, which is probably as Protestant a document as you're going to find out of that period of church history, states fairly clearly that the church doth read the other books for example of life and instruction of manners, but yet not apply them to establish any doctrine. I'm often asked by people what they should buy for a Bible, and I usually tell them that if you're in an Anglican church, a Bible without an Apocrypha is of fairly little use. So what is the relationship between wisdom and God? Not just from those apocryphal writings, but from the rest of apocryphal writings, but from the rest of Scripture as well. Well, we might first realize, as it's being spoken of in wisdom, that when personified, wisdom takes on a feminine gender. For wisdom is more mobile than any motion. Because of her pureness, she pervades and penetrates all things. For she is a breath of the power of God and a pure emanation of the glory of the Almighty. Wisdom reflects the glory of God. Through the centuries, there has been a close association between wisdom and the third person of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit also is often associated with the female gender, the Greek word for spirit, pneuma, being also a feminine noun. Pneuma is understood and translated from the Greek as breath, wind, motion, or life. Spirit in Greek brings with it notions of leading, moving, and purification. That should begin to explain how some of the nuances of the term used for the Spirit of God become vivid descriptions of the personhood of God, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. If there's a connection between the first and second readings tonight, I might suggest that it has to do with the Spirit. In the synagogue, in his hometown, Jesus stood, as was the custom, and opened the scroll to read. He found the place where it was written, Luke says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news." Rolling up the scroll, he gave it to the attendant and sat down. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing, he said. And Luke tells us that all spoke well of him. But it didn't last long. Jesus' sermon that day started out all well and good. He had them eating out of the palm of his hand, so to speak. Things went downhill from there, as sermons sometimes can. As he explained that their concern about him having grown up in their midst, being a barrier to his teaching, was to be expected. That in their own religious history, when faith waned, God did no good among those with hardened hearts. All in the synagogue were filled with rage, Luke goes on to say. They tried to throw him off the cliff. Jesus passed through them and went on his way. On his way to proclaim good news to the poor. On his way to preach release to the captives and freedom for the oppressed. On his way to heal the sick. On his way to restore sight to the blind. His claim was that he did this because the Spirit of God was upon him. The power, the movement, the breath, the life of God was working through him. The wisdom of the ages was being fulfilled in him. The creation once made good, very good, yet tainted and fallen under the influence of the Spirit of God, Jesus, the exact imprint of God, divine wisdom at work bringing justice and healing, putting right the wrongs of fallen creation. And they were enraged, Luke says. And interestingly enough, sometimes we are too, when miracles arise in our midst. Who does he think he is? No prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But wisdom, she reaches mightily from one end of the earth to the other, and she orders all things well.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.